Good evening.
Good evening.
Really? My name's Paul Leatherman. I'm a pastor here at Long Meadow Church of Brother. And every Sunday morning when I say good morning, and my congregation sounds like a car that won't start by going, good morning. We try it again. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm seeing that so much better. Now you're in the mood to hear this beautiful music. We welcome you all into God's house, and although this is Long Meadow Church and Brethren, and everybody is from everywhere, we are all family. Amen. Under the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so let us pray. Father, we ask that you would bind our hearts together this evening. Whatever's going on outside that door in that world doesn't matter. Right here, right now, we praise your Son. We thank you for the gift he gave us in song, in music, in fellowship, in giving of everything we have. Father, thank you for this beautiful, touching time that we'll spend together and for those that have traveled here. Watch over and keep us through this and let us be of one heart, one mind, united here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all of his children said,
amen.
Please enjoy the show.
The Bible mentions hope many times. God wants us to be hopeful people, not just thankful people. We are deeply grateful for what God has already done for us. And we should have a hope-filled, contagious joy when we realize what God is going to do in the future. Our next song is called Come As You Are. God wants us to come to him every day, just as we are, and lay our lives before him. What a great hope we have when we hear this song say, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal.
Come now.
is seen is not hope. For who hopes what he sees? Clearly, hope is about looking forward to a future we have yet to see with our own eyes. We look forward to the day when the Lord will make all things right with his perfect justice and mercy. One day, every knee will bow. One day, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. One day, every soul will cry out and say, "Holy is the Lord."
Sky and wave, call out high.
song, Hope Has a Name, as the theme for our concert. It includes the phrase, My Savior's cross has set this sinner free. In that phrase, we are singing about ourselves. We are professing that we were all once slaves to sin and selfishness, but we have been set free. We are testifying to the truth of the gospel. So what are you hoping for today? If you are hoping to restore a broken relationship, if you are hoping to see God work in your life, if you are hoping to be set free from guilt and shame, then this song has the greatest news ever. Hope has a name, and his name is Jesus.
I know it fast.
One great source of hope is realizing that the all-powerful God of the universe, who could do anything, wants so much to know and to care for individual human beings like you and me. He knows your name. The next song, called "The God I Serve," declares that God tells the winds when to breathe and when to be still, and yet he calms our hearts when nothing else will. It is also a great source of hope to realize how faithful God has been over thousands of years in keeping his promises to those that believe in him. From Abraham and Isaac down to you and me, that is the perfect God we serve.
I know her well, let the voice.
like many people today, understand or appreciate what it is to be holy. Being holy means being set apart, being distinct from the world because we are serving the Lord. Hopefully the world around us would say, there is something special about you. Of course there is one who is truly holy. The Lord is perfect in every way. He has been holy for all time in the past, and he will be holy forever. It is our job to proclaim that he is holy. It is our job to proclaim that his name is the highest, his name is the greatest, and he stands above all thrones and dominions and powers. He is holy forever. Bow down before him as we worship him together.
A thousand generations falling down.
Sunday morning, the pastor stood up and said, "Brothers and sisters, it has been told to me that the church roof needs to be replaced, and we ain't got all the money. We need $5,000 to finish it." Now, I know in this congregation there is $5,000, so I'm going to sit down and wait to see who stands up first to start pledging. The pastor sat down. Nobody stood up, and things started to get tense. And choir director suddenly bolted up from his chair and started leading the choir in the Star Spangled Banner. He got the job. They're going to be here next Sunday night. I'll talk to you afterwards. Can we hear it again for this? One day we're going to walk with our Savior. One day we're going to go to a place where the music does not end. We will hear praise constantly, and it'll be on this level. This beautiful music that gets played. And yes, in this world right now, we need everything we've got, and we have hope. And do you know what we have hope in? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Say amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the beauty of the voices, for the leadership, for those that put it together. We thank you that we opened up our hearts to hear it. And we pray for the Tide Mission Fund. There is so much more work yet to be done. And to the people that say we're living in the end times, yes, we are. And we have been for 2,000 years. Someday you will send that trumpet out, and he will come collect us. But until then, we have work to do. Let us do it. Let us lift up your name. Let us proclaim the saving grace of Jesus Christ, as we go from here having hope restored by this music, by this sound, by this thought. Watch over and keep each and every one of us. Take us to our destination safely. And bring us together again sometime to share. If not here, Father, over there. Thank you so much for this evening, for this beauty, for this glory. And we praise you and we worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless.
Thank you for coming. You're dismissed.